Mass hysteria is often different from what we imagine. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Barry Markowski, professor of sociology at South Carolina University, describes how looking at individuals can change the perception of the whole.
Have you been hearing about mass hysteria in the news lately? In my research, I found that it seems periodically to pop up almost out of nowhere. But I think it has more to do with groups than with people. Looking at groups through a sociological lens reveals things you wouldn't otherwise see, such as the fact that a group can have traits that don't exist in any of the people within it. A simple example? Every single member of a hung jury may have a strong opinion about innocence or guilt. The jury as a whole is hopelessly indecisive, with real legal consequences. And yet the jury's indecision reflects the opinion of not one single person within it. Keep that in mind when you see news reports about mass hysterias. There were two such alleged incidents at U.S. embassies in Havana, Cuba, and Guangzhou, China. Dozens claim they suffered physical harm as a result of attacks by some sort of high-tech sound-generating device. All investigations point to there being no such machine, and other characteristics are highly consistent with mass hysterias of the past. The symptoms that the victims experience are real, but the evidence points to a social origin rather than a mechanical one. Conditions were ripe in both places. A group of tightly interconnected people, relatively disconnected from the outside, distressing events happening all around, a chain reaction of fear, suspicion, and scapegoating gets triggered. The resulting stress is palpable and only amplifies further as rumors swirl around and around the group, taking a physical toll among the more vulnerable. No, they're not crazy. They're normal human beings in a normal human group that's misfiring under abnormal circumstances.
That was Barry Markowski of South Carolina University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.